like slam dunks, take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll, I like the give and go, cause it's basketball, but Mr. Kirch's flow.
Just letting everyone know that I was singing all the lyrics to that as it was playing.
Have either of you guys ever watched Like Mike and Like Mike 2?
I've never seen Like Mike 2.
But you've seen Like Mike?
You know what's dope? You'll appreciate this. When I worked at the NBA this summer, they do have the movie posters from Like Mike and Like Mike 2 hanging up in the office.
That's awesome,
yeah. You walk around, and it's just like, it's old NBA photos, and then it'll be like Space Jam stuff,
yeah.
Like Mike. Oh, yeah.
That was a blast from the past. Thanks for playing that.
You know, I try. I was like, what's a basketball song? And in my head, I'm like, they're playing basketball.
Why are we playing basketball songs?
Because it's the Will, Sam, and Sam tournament bracket special, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
As we conveniently do here at Robert Morris University, procrastinate until the last second.
Yes.
We're making a bracket an hour before the first game.
Not an hour, 53 minutes.
That's true.
We have to get through this.
We're against the clock here, people. Right. You know what? So, hold on. This is what we're doing too. I'm playing this song. It's just gonna loop.
All right.
We're gonna.
So we should start if we only have 53 minutes.
Well, hold on. I gotta put in the infinite looper. Don't worry. You're welcome. You know, just talk through the first game.
Okay. Duke, North Dakota State.
Duke.
Yes.
I know Will absolutely loves North Dakota State, but that's Duke.
True,
but
go Bison.
Duke for sure. I mean, if there's one number one seed that's guaranteed to go through, I think it's Duke.
VCU, UCF.
Ooh. See, I've had trouble with this one. Eight and nine seeds, they're like my kryptonite because I just want to all over the place there, but. I don't know. I think the things that I've seen from VCU have kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to lean towards UCF just because I think they have. I mean, the VCU's what, in the A-10? Is that where they are?
I'm not sure.
Sam Anthony, do you know?
VCU's in the A-10.
Yeah. A-10.
Yeah.
Okay, and UCF's in the AAC. The American Athletic Conference.
I'm assuming that we can like disagree, right? So that
we don't have to agree.
All right,
I think I'm going to go with UCF.
I'm going to go VCU.
I'm going VCU too. I mean, I'm kind of just a closet VCU fan, so because I liked them when they went on the run with Shaka Smart, and I applied for jobs there. They didn't hire me, but it's fine.
All right,
I still love them.
Mississippi State, Liberty.
It's hard to go against Mississippi State.
No, baby, we're going with the Flames because you know how many times they called me. When I was applying to schools. Hi, Sam. This is Carol from Liberty University. How are you today? And I'm like, Carol, I haven't applied to your university. How did you get this number? Well, we're just curious today to hear about the exciting opportunities of Liberty. No, but I'm picking them because they loyal. Plus, I need some upsets in my life. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. This side of the bracket, I think, is the most likely for upsets.
I agree. That's true. I think you could see some crazy stuff.
Because these next two, I'm really feeling it. St. Louis, all right.
Virginia Tech. St. Louis.
I like St. Louis in this matchup.
Nah, man. ACC's so good.
Yeah, that's
ACC's so good. One of my brackets, I have an all-ACC Final Four and then a Duke North Carolina National Championship. And I think it's a real possibility. I mean, considering that ACC has, you know, three of the four one seeds. But, yeah. Gotta go with the ACC.
Maryland, Belmont.
I like Belmont. This is another one. Like,
I'm going Belmont, too. Because here's the thing. You know, Maryland gets that 6 seed because they're Big Ten. And that's great. But, I mean, like,
they only lost to Virginia by 5.
And Maryland started 16-3. And since then, they are now 22-10.
That's true.
So, I'm picking the upset. I'm picking Belmont. But it's hard because then it leads. So, what are you guys picking on that one?
I'm going Belmont.
I want to go with Maryland, but I'm going to go with Belmont as well.
Ooh, we got the triple upset. Man, watch Maryland just kill him. We're all going to be like, dang it.
Maryland's actually going to win the whole tournament.
But see, the thing is, if that actually happens, all of us.
Yeah.
Well, listen to the seed fact. Number 11 seeds have won 8 of 12 meetings.
I mean,
you can't make this up. I feel like that 6 and 11, they put, like you said, they put them there because they're in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. LSU, Yale.
So this is tough because Will Wade, their head coach for LSU, is not coaching in this game because, you know, he's currently under investigation for, you know, saying that a recruit didn't take his deal. You know, because the FBI wiretapped his phones. You know, just a normal day in the world of college basketball. And I always like the Ivies, but I'm still butthurt from 2 years ago, Will, when Princeton blew it against Notre Dame.
Oh,
they had the shot. And me screaming and getting upset was Will's ringtone for a little while.
Yes, this is
saying explicit words.
LSU all the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going Yale. I'm calling it. I'm calling three upsets on this side. I'm going to get one right and be like, I called an upset, guys. I hate that. I hate the people that call every upset, and then when one happens, they're like, I picked it in my bracket. Or the people like David Szymanski had a good tweet that last year. Who's like, I had them in my other bracket guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that. All right, here we go. Louisville, Minnesota, which is a fun matchup because you have, you know, son of former and disgraced Louisville head coach Rick Pitino coaching for Minnesota. So it's a Pitino matchup with, you know, the one Pitino getting fired for hiring hookers for his players and other things that are not good. But, again, I don't know. I mean, the Big Ten, by the way, the best conference statistically. So there is some, you know, favorability in that sense. But Louisville also beat North Carolina this year, one seed. Very capable. Meanwhile, Minnesota lost to Michigan three times, lost to Michigan State by 24, and lost to Maryland twice. So
but
I'm going
but they beat, but they beat Purdue twice.
Louisville's also lost 8 out of their last 12.
Mm.
And Minnesota has a 12-2 non-conference record.
Interesting. So you guys go to Minnesota?
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
I'm going to go with Louisville.
I'm going with Louisville,
I
too.
I think even though they are on a losing streak, you can only go up from there, right?
Yeah. All right, and then Michigan State Bradley.
No question.
Michigan State. Plus, nobody wants Bradley to win anymore after all that stuff that went down. But we're going to the south side of the bracket, not south side of Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
Okay, Virginia Gardner-Webb.
Virginia.
Virginia lost two straight years to 16 seeds. They would – I would think – I thought about this. Doesn't matter how good you were in the regular season. You lose to two straight 16 seeds, you get fired as a head coach.
That's true.
Because that's literally like the definition of being unable to win in the postseason.
Yes.
But yeah, all right. Ole Miss, Oklahoma.
Oh.
I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Let's see here. Now, Oklahoma's lost 8 of their last 12. They haven't done well against top 25. Their BPI is higher, but I like the higher scoring of Ole Miss. So I think it's going to come down to free throws at the end. Ole Miss is going to hit their free throws.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ole Miss as well.
All right, Wisconsin, Oregon. I like this matchup. This is an interesting matchup to me because you have a Baylor team that I think is actually pretty good, and
you just said Baylor.
Sorry, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Green team. My bad. You have an Oregon team, and also, I'm very sad that their 7'2" freshman, Bol Bol, is out for the season. That was really sad, but. They did win their final 8 games to earn the Pac-12's automatic bid. Oregon, hot right now. I'm picking Oregon.
I'm going with Oregon. I like Oregon, except for Chip Kelly. I hate him. But, yeah, they're very similar. They're kind of like a super Robert Morris, where they defense is their premise.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just going to go Wisconsin just to go against the grain here.
I love it. I love it. I respect the hustle.
All right, Kansas State, UC Irvine.
UC at Irvine, 30-5, but I really don't think they've played anybody good.
They
beat St. Mary's.
They had no matchups in the top 25.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kansas State.
It's going to be a real culture shock for them.
Real culture shock. You guys would know what that's like, right?
Yeah.
Villanova, St. Mary's. I'm a homer, so I'm going Villanova.
I respect that.
But St. Mary's, man.
And I mean, but here's the thing. Villanova in the postseason right now, I mean, 2 national championships in the last, 3 years? I got to go with Nova. I don't see them losing in the first round. Not with Jay Wright. But hey, you picked St. Mary's. I respect that.
I mean, St. Mary's has gone out and beaten Gonzaga.
I never trust Gonzaga.
I know. Ever. I don't trust Gonzaga or Virginia.
Never. All right. Purdue, Old Dominion.
Boilermakers.
Yeah, I got to go Boilermakers.
ODU is 1-0 against top 25 teams. I don't know who that is. Oh, they beat Syracuse. At Syracuse. Wow. NVCU. Okay. But yeah, Purdue definitely... by far has a stronger record.
By the way, I've moved on to playing the Space Jam theme song on repeat.
I'm all right with that.
All right, Cincinnati, Iowa.
Ooh, I like this matchup.
This is a tough one.
I'm picking Iowa.
Yeah, I like Iowa.
Big Ten's much tougher, and I think that they're an underrated 10 seed. That's just my opinion.
I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Going against the grain. I respect that.
And then Tennessee, Colgate. Considering Colgate left a guy at the airport last night, I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Did they really?
Yeah, he's Ubering to Columbus.
That's literally the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, upon
they get on the plane.
Anyone seen Tim?
Upon arrival in Columbus, Ohio, they realized they left a freshman. I believe he was a freshman.
Oh, that's man. You can't make this up.
Back in New York, so he is Ubering to the game.
All right, heading to the West, and we have Gonzaga versus a familiar opponent, Fairleigh Dickinson.
No, never Fairleigh Dickinson.
But come on, man, Fairleigh Dickinson's notable results at Providence, lost by 10. At Rutgers, Rutgers, lost by 35.
Wow.
Yeah, but if there was not one number one seed this turn that was going to get upset.
It's Gonzaga, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to be.
Let's read what they have on the Knights. The Knights are one of the most accurate teams from beyond the arc in the nation. That's because there's nobody that's tall in the NEC, so of course you're not going to connecting on 40% of their three-pointers this season. They have five players averaging double figures in scoring, led by Darnell Edge, who is a real threat from deep. They'll look to continue an eight-game winning streak at the tournament. They have an eight-game winning streak. Wow. Yep.
Darnell Edge will get pushed off the edge.
And then he'll cry.
By Gonzaga.
All right. Syracuse, yeah. Baylor. Now we're at Baylor. I'm ready.
Syracuse?
This is hard.
Is like one of those coin flips. You just gotta.
Nah, I'm going Syracuse, man. I know they beat Duke without Zion, but they still beat Duke. And you can't, you know, you gotta. In Jim Boeheim, we trust. Did you guys see that Jim Boeheim's kid played for Cornell?
Oh, did we see that? Yes.
Yeah.
I talked about it the entire game. So.
He was really good, too. He had a career high.
He was the only reason that we had to go to overtime and the only reason that Cornell was in that game.
All right. This next matchup, by the way, very intrigued about because you have Marquette, who everyone's calling their Dark Horse Final Four candidate, by the way. But they're playing Murray State, who, by the way, Murray State has a top NBA draft pick in Ja Morant, who averages 10 assists per game and 24.6 points per game. He's been absolutely sensational. So it's one of those things. What do you prefer? Do you prefer that superstar that can kind of be a difference maker on a team like Murray State who maybe not doesn't have as great of an overall team? Or do you prefer Marquette who, you know, are they as good as everyone says or are they kind of overrated?
Here's the seed fact. Only five times since 1985 has at least one number 12 seed failed to defeat a five seed in a single tournament. But it's happened twice in the past 4 years.
See, here's the thing, all right? I'm calling the Steph Curry effect here.
We have a lot of good numbers.
I'm going with Marquette.
That's fine. I'm picking Murray State mostly because I like Murray State and I want to root for them. I have no shame in that because I don't want to pretend like I'm a wizard anyway.
I'm going to pick Murray State. I will say, though, that these 5-12 matchups are interesting this year. I mean, I think it's going to be very hard to see four number 12s lose.
Yeah, wasn't Notre Dame Princeton a 5-12 game? I think it was.
Shut up. I'm bitter.
All right, Florida State, Vermont.
Florida State, man. They went all the way to the ACC championship game. Like, they're hot right now.
I absolutely hate Florida State, like, with a passion. I think it's a terrible school. However, they're playing Vermont.
The Catamounts, baby. Can we just say they're mountain lions? Catamounts are mountain lions. Yes. Or cougars. Why do we got to be like, we're the Catamounts?
Or pumas.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that might be trademarked. I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely trademarked. All right, so Buffalo ASU.
Oh, this is.
I think Buffalo is one of the hottest teams coming into the tournament.
But the thing
or
is,
one of the most
talked about. Yeah, do you really value that MAC record, though? Because that's the question, you know? And they're a sixth seed. That's a big deal. But, again, they played Syracuse, who they beat by 12. They lost to Marquette by 18, and they beat Toledo twice. I'm picking Buffalo only because the Pac-12 was not good this year.
That's true.
They were a bad conference. And
also,
I think if there was any other matchup with any other kind of conference team, I think I would pick against Buffalo. But I'm picking
also,
Buffalo.
Also, Arizona State, number 11 seed, they have a 67% free throw shooting as a team.
It's like Robert Morris bad.
That's bad. For a team of their caliber.
I mean, this is their first tourney appearance since what?
2006.
Yeah. So that's the other thing.
First
you don't have
tournament
any.
Didn't Mike. No, Mike Bibby went to Duke, didn't he?
I forgot Bobby Hurley was the coach here. That's right. But yeah. So who are you guys picking? I'm picking Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo?
I don't know, because I like Arizona State, because they have that little bit of confidence going into this. They won the first four game.
Trust your instinct, dude. It's a 6-11. It's not like it's
that's true.
It's not like it's Fairleigh Dickinson.
All right, I'll go with Arizona
Yeah, if you were like,
State.
My gut's telling me FDU, baby, I'd be like, your gut is wrong.
All right, Texas Tech, Northern Kentucky.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Good.
Nevada, Florida Gators versus the Wolfpack. I don't like the Gators. I don't. They haven't shown me anything good. So I'm going with Nevada.
Okay, you swayed my decision.
Yeah, I'll go. All right.
Michigan,
Montana.
Michigan.
It's not even close.
There's not even like a really good 15-2 matchup where I'm like, oh no, like here we go. But such is life. All right. North Carolina, Iona. North Carolina.
Yes.
No question.
Wow, Iona really fell. I feel like they've been higher.
Hey, you know who's playing on that Iona team?
Who?
Isaiah Still.
Of course he is.
Oh, no way. Is he eligible?
Yeah, because he missed all last year. He sat out.
Oh, man.
All right.
Utah State, Washington.
I got to go with Washington. My friend Jamie, I worked with at the NBA. She's really nice. Shout out Jamie Kaufman. I know you'll never listen to this stuff, but I'm picking Washington. Go Huskies, baby. Sorry that Ohio State had to beat you in the Rose Bowl.
I don't know. I'm ever since Markelle Fultz, I've been wary of Washington.
Oh, that's fair. But who are you going with?
Are they in the same conference?
What, Utah State and Washington?
Yeah.
No. Utah State is like the...
Can they do that?
Whack. Yeah, or Mountain West. Sorry, Utah State's Mountain West. Yeah, that can happen. Very rarely does it happen. It more happens in like the later rounds, but yeah, it can happen.
I'll go with Washington.
All right.
Just because it's...
Sam Ferentz?
Washington.
All right. Now we got Auburn and New Mexico State.
New Mexico State.
Did you guys see the screw-up by one of the TV stations?
No.
So when Auburn won the SEC tournament, whoever made the graphic
accidentally switched
the C with an X, so it said Auburn wins sex tournament.
Which, I mean, on the keyboard, it is right next to the C. So.
I know. But, like, come on, people. Double-check your graphics before they go on air.
I'm going with New Mexico State just because I don't like Auburn.
All right, I'm picking Auburn. They won the SEC tournament. They're hot right now.
Yeah, Auburn, they're not going to go very far after that, but first round, definitely. Yeah. Kansas definitely over Northeastern.
Yeah, Kansas in the postseason. You got to feel good about it. All right, I'm picking Ohio State over Iowa State.
I like Ohio State too.
Big Ten, good conference this year.
But they're only 1-8 versus top 25 teams.
It's fine, dude. Trust the process.
Oh, they also lost to Maryland twice. Your Buckeyes.
Your pick, dude.
I know. I'm just saying.
I know. But Iowa State's also lost 5 of its last 6.
Okay.
So neither team real hot going into this tourney game.
No, I'm going with Iowa State, though.
Hey, man. That's fair. I respect
it. Cyclones.
All right. I'm picking Georgia State over Houston. That's my upset pick,
really?
Too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with Houston.
I'm going to stick with Houston as well.
All right. When Georgia State wins,
however,
mark my words.
Wofford, Seton Hall, I'm going with Seton Hall.
I'm going with Seton Hall, too.
I'm going to go with Wofford.
All right, and then Kentucky, Abilene Christian.
Kentucky.
All right, so this is where it gets wonky because we're going to have a bunch of different stuff. So we're going to have to go through our matchups individually, give us our thoughts. So
all right.
We'll go down the line each way. So, Will, I think, what do you have?
So, in my East, I have Duke, UCF. Mississippi State, Virginia Tech, Belmont, LSU, and Minnesota, Michigan State.
All right, so take me through your picks here.
I have Duke winning. I'm going to go with Mississippi State over Virginia Tech.
Ooh, the 5 seed. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to come back to LSU, Belmont. I'm picking Michigan State over Minnesota.
Decisions.
I know. I'm going to have Belmont They're probably going to lose, and I'm probably going to be wrong because I have no idea what I'm doing, but they're going to be my upset in the East.
Wow.
All right, Sam Ferentz.
All right, I had Duke, VCU, Mississippi State, St. Louis, Belmont, LSU, Louisville, Michigan State. I'm going to start from the bottom and go up. Michigan State, can't root against them. Well, I can because I hate Braden Burke, but I hope he wins this game. See, this is tough. I think my heart says Belmont, but my brain says LSU. And my brain's gotten me a little bit farther in life than my heart has so far, so.
Man, I wonder how your girlfriend feels about that.
Oh, she calls me dumb all the time, so.
Well, then, you know what? That's fine. We're not going to start this debate on Sam Ferentz's brain.
Mississippi State, St. Louis. I know St. Louis probably won't be there, actually, so I'm going to go Mississippi State. And this is a tough one here. Duke, VCU. I really want to pick VCU. I really do. Do I think Duke's going to win?
Yeah.
Yes.
Zion.
Do I want?
All right.
I'm just going to pick Duke. Go ahead.
All right, Sam.
All right, we got Duke VCU. I'm picking Duke. Duke, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Zion late in the game, he's going to plow. I don't care who's the matchup. Liberty, Virginia Tech. I like Liberty. They're one of my upset picks, one of my many. There's a lot of upsets I'm picking in the 12-5, 4-13 range. But Virginia Tech, ACC, better school, bigger matchups, under the pressure. You got to go Va-Tech. Belmont, Yale. We got an 11 versus a 14 seed in my bracket. I'm telling you, Sam Anthony, he picked up in this one side a 14, 11, and a 12 to get to the next round. Jeez. We're shocking people here, people. But like Yale, always a fan of the Ivies. Got some friends that go to Yale. I could not get into Yale, which is why I'm picking Belmont. Belmont is going to have to face Michigan State in that next round because I don't think Louisville's actually that good. I think they just drew a pretty favorable matchup against a Minnesota team that is pretty okay. So we have Duke versus Virginia Tech and Belmont versus Michigan State in the final. But yeah.
All right. Are we doing each